San Diego Comic-Con 2018.
At Comic-Con, fantasy often comes to life. For Dorian Black, it's taking on the persona of Superman, an alien from another planet who represents the immigrant spirit.
There was a lot of anti-immigrant sentiment happening at the time he was created, and I don't feel like that's ever changed. We like to pretend that, you know, America has changed greatly from that time period, and a lot of ways it has for the better, but we're still having this argument of, like, you know, do we let in refugees? How much is too much? Do we help? Do we not help?
From immigration to women's rights, many fans see their superheroes' values as the answer to today's political and social debates in the U.S. That's nothing new, says Ben Saunders, who studies comics and pop culture. He notes that Superman's comic debut was in 1938, during the Great Depression.
When Superman first appeared, and a lot of people don't know this, but he's almost a kind of anarchist socialist. He fights representatives of the oil companies. He fights advertising executives who are out to fleece the public. He campaigns for prison reform.
Saunders says Superman became more socially conservative in the 1940s and 50s as American values changed. What hasn't changed is that Superman always does the right thing.
Of course, our notions of what the right thing is change. It's culturally contingent. It changes month to month sometimes, and that's what makes Superman a particularly challenging character to write.
The characters become the voice of whoever's creating them at the time.
Fans of comics say many of these characters are more relevant today than ever, and that includes the female superhero Captain Marvel, who will have her own movie in 2019.
You know, strength and female strength especially, which I think is really important in our current world.
Another fan favorite is Captain America.
I believe that Captain America holds really good values of staying true to your family and really just making sure that you stick to what you're going to say and what you're going to do.
I like all of them. They're all heroes to help save the people. They do good deeds.
Fans say their superheroes represent an ideal that people in positions of power would be wise to emulate.
As a society, we're so jaded to the idea of power that if you have power, you're just by default corrupted by it. And there's that saying that absolute power corrupts absolutely, but Superman's sort of like a counter-argument to that. You can be all-powerful and be good, but you have to try to be good.
It's a message often conveyed in the Spider-Man story that with great power comes great responsibility, something fans say rings especially true for people in power today. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, San Diego.